They call him the representative of Jesus.
Le llaman el representante de
Cristo. And when you, friends, don't get mad at me.
Y no se enojen conmigo.
Why get mad at me if you've never heard it before and it's truth? Get mad at them.
No se enojen conmigo si no lo escuchaste antes.
And from, their own writings,
y de sus propias escrituras,
they say that the Pope of Rome,
dice que el Papa de Roma,
is not only the representative of Jesus,
no tan solo el representante de Cristo,
but that he's Jesus himself,
porque es Cristo mismo,
simply hiding under a veil of flesh.
Simplemente escondido bajo el manto de humano.
They believe that it is impossible to go to heaven unless you obey the Pope of Rome.
Dicen que es imposible ir al cielo al menos que obedezcas al Papa.
And they also claim to forgive sin.
Y también dicen que pueden perdonar pecados.
From their own writings, friends, not mine.
Propias escrituras.
Robert Bellarmine, Disputation is the Controversies, Book 2, Chapter 17. All the names which in the scriptures are applied to Christ, by virtue of which it is established that he is over the church, all the same names are applied to the Pope. Did you get that?
Lo que dice es de que todos los nombres aplicados a Cristo, hoy en día ellos se la aplican al Papa.
That means if Jesus is the Lamb,
si Cristo es el Cordero,
they think the Pope is the Lamb.
Ellos piensan que el Papa es Cordero.
If Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
si el Papa es el Rey de Reyes, Señor de Señores, o Cristo,
they believe the Pope is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Ellos creen que el Papa es también.
Look at what they say. This is from the Italian Sacrorum Conciliorum Collectio, Volume 32. Look at what they say.
Vean lo que dice esta parte.
For thou, the Pope, you are the shepherd. Thou art the physician. Thou art the director. Thou art the husbandman. Finally, thou art another God on earth.
Tú eres otro Dios en la tierra, en esa parte.
Have mercy.
Dios, ten misericordia.
Christ entrusted his office to the chief pontiff, but all power in heaven and in earth has been given to Christ. Therefore, the chief pontiff, the Pope, who is his vicar, will have this power. Coming from Corpus Juris Canonici, and however you pronounce that, it's coming from their own books.
Viene de sus propios libros.
Prompta Bibliotheca, under Papa, or the Pope. Hence the Pope is crowned with a triple crown as King of heaven and of earth and of the lower regions. Have mercy.
Dios, ten misericordia.
Friends, we need to ask that the Lord. Now let me say this. Does that mean that all people that are Roman Catholics are going to go to hell?
¿Significa eso que todos los romanos católicos van a ir al infierno?
No.
No, claro que no.
I believe that the vast majority of people that love God are in the Catholic Church.
Yo creo que la inmensa mayoría de los hijos de Dios están en la Iglesia Católica.
There are many people that love Christ with all their hearts.
Hay muchas almas que aman a Dios con todo el corazón.
And they need to understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and not this system.
Y necesitan entender que Jesús es el camino, la verdad y la vida, y no este sistema.
Did you know that for over 1,000 years,
¿y saben que por más de 1,000 años,
Roman Catholics were not even allowed to have Bibles?
Los católicos romanos nunca podían tener una Biblia.
It was not until 1962 where Bibles were allowed to be given to Catholics.
No fue sino hasta 1962 que los católicos se les pudo dar una Biblia.
Before that,
antes de eso,
the mass was given in Latin.
La misa se daba en el latín.
The priest would turn his back on the people.
El sacerdote daba su espalda a la gente.
And do all of the various little ceremonies that turn the bread into the actual flesh of Jesus Christ. Hocus corpus meum, they would say.
Y hacían todo esa algarabía que hacen.
And friends,
y amigos,
we need to warn people about this system that desires to control the consciences and the souls of men.
Tenemos que avisarle a la gente de este sistema que quiere controlar las mentes y las vidas de los hombres.
They have assumed infallibility, which belongs only to God.
Han asumido la infalibilidad que solamente pertenece a Dios.
They profess to forgive sins, which belongs only to God.
Ellos dicen que pueden perdonar pecados que solamente Dios los puede.
They profess to open and shut heaven, which belongs only to God.
Ellos dicen que pueden cerrar las puertas.
They profess to be higher than all the kings of the earth, which belongs only to God.
Dicen que son más altos que todos los reyes de la tierra.
And they go beyond God in pretending to loose whole nations from their oath of allegiance to their kings when such kings do not please them. And they go against God.
Y van contra Dios.
When they give indulgences for sin, that means that you can pay to have your sins forgiven.
Ellos daban indulgencias, significando que la gente podía pagar por ser perdonado.
This is the worst of all blasphemies.
Esa es la peor de las blasfemias.
Friends, you can't buy God off.
Amigos, ustedes no pueden comprar a Dios.
You don't have enough money in the universe to buy your soul.
No hay dinero en el universo para comprar tu alma.
God has already given us the gift through His Son.
Dios nos ha dado la vida a través de su Hijo.
And through the grace of the living Christ, we can have the right to eternal life.
Y a través de la vida de Cristo tenemos acceso a la vida eterna.
But not only would it commit blasphemy, friends, but it would receive worship. It would be a religious power.
No tan solo iba a cometer blasfemias, pero también iba a ser un poder religioso.
Let's go quickly through our last points.
Vamos rápidamente a los últimos puntos.
Please turn back with me to Revelation chapter 13.
Vamos a Apocalipsis 13.
Revelation chapter 13.
Apocalipsis 13.
Friends, there are many people that don't understand these things in the Roman Catholic Church.
Hay mucha gente en la Iglesia Católica que no entiende nada de eso.
There are many people even in the Christian churches that no longer understand these things.
Y hay mucha gente aún en las iglesias cristianas que ya no entiende nada de eso.
And God is calling us back to the Word of God, back to the Bible for our faith as Christians, friends.
Dios nos llama a la Biblia, a la fe en la Biblia solamente.
The Bible says in Revelation chapter 13, in verse 4, notice what the Bible says.
13, versículo 4.
And they did what?
¿Y dice qué?
They worshiped the dragon which gave power to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And so it's clear that this system receives worship.
Es claro que este sistema recibe adoración.
It is a religious power.
Es un poder religioso.
The Church of Rome is a religious power.
La Iglesia de Roma es un poder religioso.
And yet it's not only a church, but it's also a church that desires to control the politics of the world.
No tan solo es una iglesia, pero también quiere controlar los países del mundo.
It's also a political power.
Un poder político.
We showed this last night.
Ayer lo enseñamos esta
vez. Of how the Pope of Rome desires to unite with the political bodies of the world.
Como el Papa de Roma quiere unificarse con los reinos del mundo.
In 1989, the Pope of Rome united with the Protestant power of the United States in overthrowing communism.
En 1989, el Papa de Roma se juntó con los poderes del mundo para derrotar el comunismo.
The Roman Catholic Church used the political and economic power of the United States to conquer atheism in Russia.
El papado se juntó con el poder político y militar de Estados Unidos para derrocar el sistema ateo de Rusia.
And we showed this last night, friends, of how the Pope is even calling for a new world order and to control the United Nations.
Y vimos cómo el Papa está llamando por un nuevo sistema de orden y quiere controlar las Naciones Unidas.
I'm not saying that, friends. CNN says that.
Yo no lo digo. CNN lo dice.
If we continue on, friends.
Continuando.
Here he is again. We showed that picture last night. He is the only religious, figure that is authorized to address the United Nations whenever he wants.
Él es el único dirigente religioso que puede hablarle a las Naciones Unidas. El único.
Why?
¿Por qué?
How come I can't go talk to the United Nations?
Porque yo no puedo ir y hablar a las Naciones Unidas.
I'm a preacher.
Yo soy un predicador.
How come I just can't call them up and say, hey, you know, I'd like to talk to the delegates of the world?
Porque yo no les puedo hablar y decir, ¿sabes qué? Quiero hablar con los delegados.
Maybe I'll preach this sermon to them. Amen?
Quizás les pueda predicar esto a ellos.
But the fact of the matter is that he's not just a so-called pastor. He believes that he is the chief of the world.
Él no tan solo cree que es un pastor, sino cree que es el líder del mundo.
Let's move on, friends. They desire to unify the people of the world into a single society.
Quieren unificar al mundo entero una sociedad única.
But it would also reign for 1,260 years.
Pero también regiría el mundo por 1,260 años.
Time, times, and the dividing of time.
Tiempo, tiempos, y la mitad de un tiempo.
Once again, we found out that a time equals a year.
En la Biblia, un tiempo significa un año.
One biblical month is 30 days.
Un mes bíblico tiene 30 días.
Psalm 104, verse 19, says that God made the moon to rule over the seasons.
La Biblia dice en Salmo 104,
104, verse 19.
Versículo 19.
The Bible says that the moon, God made the moon to rule over the seasons, not the sun.
Dice que puso Dios a la luna para regir a las estaciones de la tierra.
And so a lunar month and a lunar year, there are 30 days to a month and 360 days to a year.
En un calendario lunar, solamente el mes tiene 30 días y el año tiene 360, no 365.
So 12 months times 30 days a month, 360 days a year.
12 meses multiplicado por 30 días nos da 360 días por año.
Let's do the math.
Vamos a hacer la cuenta.
A time is 1 year.
El tiempo es un año.
Or how many days?
¿Cuántos días?
360 days.
360 días.
Times
tiempo
would then be 2 years.
2 años.
How many days?
¿Cuántos días?
720 days.
720.
Half a time would be half a year.
Medio tiempo sería medio año.
Which would be?
¿Qué sería?
180 days. Let's add it up.
80.
So 360 plus 720 plus 180.
Sumándolos.
Equals?
Nos da.
1,260 days.
1,260 días.
Now we don't have time tonight.
No tenemos tiempo en esta noche.
But I want you to go back and read these two scriptures.
Pero quiero que vayan y lean estas escrituras.
Numbers 14:34.
Números 14:34.
And Ezekiel 4:6.
Y Ezequiel 4:6.
Teach us that a prophetic day equals a literal year.
Nos habla que un día profético representa un año.
By the way, there's the 42 months. Remember we ruled for 42 months?
¿También se acuerdan que dice que iba a regir por 42 meses?
42 months times 30 days a month would be 1,260 days.
42 por 30 igual a 1,260.
This time prophecy right here,
esta profecía de tiempo ahí,
you can find it 7 times in the Bible.
La pueden encontrar 7 veces en la Biblia.
You think that's any mistake?
¿Ustedes creen que es equivocación de Dios?
7 times in Scripture.
7 veces.
Pretty interesting, isn't it?
Muy interesante, ¿verdad?
So a day for a year,
un día por año,
would be 1,260 days or 1,260 years.
1,260 días, en realidad serían 1,260 años, interpretándolo como la Biblia lo habla.
Now, what power gave the papacy its seat and authority?
¿Qué poder le dio al papado su poder, su asiento y grande autoridad?
But what kingdom?
¿Qué reino? Sí, sabemos que Satanás, pero ¿quién?
Pagan Rome.
Roma pagana.
Pagan Rome would give him its power, seat, and great authority.
Le dio su poder, su asiento y grande autoridad.
Now we read that quotation, that history quotation a little while ago.
Leímos esa cita un poco atrás.
That said that in the year 533, Emperor Justinian gave the Pope his power and his authority.
Vimos que en el año 538 el emperador Justiniano le dio el poder y el asiento.
However, the papacy did not receive its seat until a little while later. And this decree did not go into effect until a little while later.
El decreto cuando lo dio Justiniano no se efectúa en ese preciso momento, sino un poquito después, un par de años más adelante.
How many kingdoms did the papacy have to pluck up?
¿Cuántos reinos tenía que el papado arrancar de raíz?
Three.
Tres.
The Vandals, the Heruli, the Ostrogoths. In the year 538,
en el año 538,
the third power,
el tercer poder,
the Ostrogoths,
los Ostrogodos,
were conquered in the city of Rome.
Fueron conquistados en la ciudad de
and
Roma.
Were pushed out of the city of Rome by the general Belisarius.
Fueron sacados de la ciudad de Roma por el general Belisario.
And it gave the Pope of Rome, the city of Rome, to sit in.
Y se le dio al Papa de Roma el asiento para reinar en Roma.
So although the decree of Justinian went in 533,
aunque el decreto fue en
533, and although the Ostrogoths were not fully extirpated until a little while later than that, probably about 542, somewhere around there.
Y aunque los Ostrogodos no fueron sacados en ese preciso momento, pero fueron sacados alrededor del año 400.
In 538, a significant historical event took place to fulfill prophecy.
Y en el año 538, un evento histórico pasó.
Now listen.
Vean.
It was a general.
Fue un general.
Bringing the Pope.
Trayendo al Papa
into the city of Rome to get his seat.
A traerlo a la Roma para tener su asiento, su poder.
In 538.
En el año 538.
And what's interesting about that,
y lo que es interesante de
is that at the end of this prophecy,
al final de esta profecía de tiempo,
a mirror took place.
un espejo de los sucesos pasados.
In 538, a general brought a pope into Rome to start his reign.
En el año 538, un general trajo al papa para reinar, empezar su reino.
In 1798, a general took the pope out of Rome.
Y en 1798, un general también sacó al papa de Roma.
Which fulfilled the 1,260-year reign of a pope in the city of Rome in his seat.
Que cumplieron los 1,260 años de supremacía papal.
The pope of Rome, Pope Pius VI, would die 1 year later in political exile in 1799.
El papa iba a ser sacado de Roma, iba a morir un año después.
Let's notice that this power would also persecute the saints of God.
Y también este poder persigue a los santos.
Did the Roman Catholic Church persecute people?
Los católicos romanos perseguían a los cristianos.
The accession of the Roman Church to power marked the beginning of the Dark Ages. I don't want you to translate this into Spanish. As her power increased, the darkness deepened. Faith was transferred from Christ, the true foundation, to the Pope of Rome. Please translate that.
La ascensión de la Iglesia Romana al poder marcó el principio de las edades oscuras. Mientras su poder se incrementó, la oscuridad se aumentó. Y la fe fue transferida de Cristo, el verdadero fundador de la fe, al Papa de Roma.
I want you to notice one more historical quote as well.
Otra cita histórica.
From Lecky, The History of the Rise, Influence of the Spirit of Rationalism in Europe, that the Church of Rome has shed more innocent blood than any other institution that has ever existed among mankind, will be questioned by no Protestant who has a competent knowledge of history. The memorials indeed of many of our persecutions are now so scanty that it is impossible to form a completed conception of the multitude of her victims. And it is quite certain that no powers of imagination can adequately realize their sufferings. History tells us, friends, that somewhere between 1 to 200 million people were murdered, and I'm sure it's way beyond that as well.
Dice la historia que alrededor de 100 a 200 millones a través del tiempo del reinado de este poder fueron perseguidos y muertos bajo el poder de Roma.
Those are conservative estimates.
Estamos hablando de números conservativos.
That somewhere around 100 million people were murdered, but we don't know how many people truly were murdered during that time.
Y no sabemos en realidad cuál fue el número en sí.
Because the records were burned, the records were destroyed.
Porque todos los registros fueron quemados,
hundreds
destruidos.
Of millions of people were murdered for simply believing in Christ as the Savior of mankind.
Cientos y millones de personas fueron asesinados, martirizados por creer en Cristo.
Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, were burned alive just for simply reading the Bible.
Cientos y miles, o si no millones, fueron quemados.
This book has been handed down to us through a heritage of blood.
Este libro ha sido heredado a nosotros a través de una herencia de sangre.
How often do you read it?
¿Cuántas veces lo lees tú, este libro?
You know, they say the average American home has up to 4 Bibles per home. Some of you have more than that.
Hay una estadística que dice que cada casa en los Estados Unidos tiene alrededor de 4 Biblias en la casa.
Come on, let me see. How many of you have at least 4 Bibles in your house?
¿Cuántos tienen aunque sea 4 Biblias en la casa? ¿Cuánto?
Now, how many of you read your Bible every day?
¿Cuántos de ustedes leen la Biblia diario?
Amen, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
It would receive a deadly wound, and then this deadly wound will be healed.
Dice que iba a recibir una herida mortal, pero la herida iba a ser sanada.
In 538, the papacy began its reign from the city of Rome. It received its seat from Emperor Justinian.
En el 538 recibe el poder el papado.
Belisarius conquered the Ostrogoths. In the 1,260 years, the papacy ruled from the city of Rome.
En el año 538, Belisario destruye a los Ostrogodos y empieza el tiempo de la supremacía.
In 1798, the French general.
En 1798, el general francés
came and took the Pope into political captivity.
Vino y le quitó el poder político y lo llevó a extradición.
The 40 and 2 months are the same as the time and times and the dividing of time, 3 years and a half for 1,260 days of Daniel 7, the time during which the papal power was to oppress God's people. This period, as stated in preceding chapters, began with the supremacy of the papacy in AD 538 and terminated in 1798. At that time, the Pope was made captive by the French army, Louis-Alexandre Berthier, and the papal power received his deadly wound, and the prediction was fulfilled, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. The papacy received his deadly wound in the year 1798.
El papado recibió su herida en el año 1798 por el general Berthier, el encargado de las fuerzas francesas.
Friends, there's only one power on earth that can fulfill all of these characteristics, and that's the papacy.
Solo hay un poder en la tierra que llena estas nueve características que hemos visto.
According to Scripture, the Bible teaches that the papacy, or the Pope of Rome, is the Antichrist.
De acuerdo a la Escritura, la Biblia dice que el anticristo.
But the Bible gives us one more characteristic, one more clue about this man.
Pero la Biblia nos da otra característica más sobre este hombre.
Let's go back to Revelation 13. We're almost done.
Vamos a Apocalipsis 13. Ya casi terminamos.
Revelation 13, the Bible says in verse 18 that this man has a number.
La Biblia nos dice que este hombre tiene un número.
Revelation 13, verse 18. And when you're there, please let me know by saying amen.
Capítulo 13, versículo 18.
The Bible says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding do what?
Count
the number of the beast, for it is the number of a...
El nombre de?
Of the what?
Número de?
Of a man.
De hombre.
And his number is 666. So the Bible says that the number 666 is the number of a man, and you can count this number. You can, and it's the number of his name, the Bible says.
Es el nombre o el número de un hombre.
Matter of fact, look at what the Bible says in verse 17. It says it's the number of his name.
Vamos al versículo 17, que dice que es el número de su nombre.
And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name, all right?
O el número de su nombre.
So let's count the number of the name of the Pope.
Vamos a contar el nombre o el número del nombre del Papa.
Now, if you notice, the popes of Rome, they wear a triple crown tiara.
El Papa viste una corona de tres coronas.
This comes from the great pagan tradition of the fish miter of Sibyl and Dagon.
Viene de la tradición de Dagón, de los filisteos.
But if you notice right there, they have these triple crown tiaras, and on this tiara,
se llama tiara.
It has a name on it.
Y tiene un nombre ahí enfrente.
Vicarius Filii Dei, Vicar of the Son of God.
Vicario de Cristo.
When you add up this name,
cuando tú sumas esta,
the number of his name, Vicarius Filii Dei, it equals something.
Vicario Filii Dei, cuando lo sumas, te da un número.
In Latin, a V equals 5.
En el latín, la letra V representa el número 5.
An I equals 1. You all know that, don't you?
El I, la letra I representa el 1.
You know, down here in Los Angeles, you have a bunch of gangs that have X, III for 13, right?
Y aquí en Los Ángeles, saben que hay bandas que utilizan las X y varios números, pero en forma de eso.
They all, it equals numbers. These are Latin numerals.
Representan números latinos.
And so you have C, which equals 100. A equals 0. R is 0. I is 1. U is a V, which is 5. S is 0. F is 0. I is 1. L is 50. I is 1. I is 1. D is 500. E is 0. I is 1. And when you add up the numbers,
cuando lo suman todos estos números,
it equals 666.
Nos da 666.
The name and the number, and it's the number of man.
Dice que es el número de hombre.
Very interesting.
Muy interesante.
But what's even more interesting, friends,
lo que es más interesante,
is that every Christian, every Protestant believed that the Pope was the Antichrist.
Cada protestante en el pasado sabía que el Papa era el anticristo.
Martin Luther,
Martín
Zwingli, Huss, Jerome.
Jerome.
Wycliffe. Notice what John Wycliffe says in his book, The Schism of the Popes. The fiend no longer reigns in one, but in two priests, that men may the more easily overcome them both in Christ's name. Now is Antichrist divided, and one part fights against the other. During his day and time, there were two popes fighting, and he called them the Antichrist.
Durante su tiempo había dos papas reinando en diferentes lugares, y él les llamaba los anticristos.
What has ever happened to the spirit of Protestantism today?
¿Qué pasó con ese espíritu del protestantismo?
Now you have Christians going back to Rome.
Y ahora vemos a cristianos unirse con Roma.
But what's even more important, friends,
pero lo que es más importante,
is the Bible teaches that his deadly wound is going to be healed.
Dice que la herida va a ser sanada. Eso es lo peor del caso.
Yes, friends, all these things are not conspiracy theories.
Esto no es conspiración.
The United Nations,
las Naciones Unidas,
the United States,
los Estados Unidos,
and the papacy,
y el papado,
there will be a union, friends, to control the world.
Va a haber una unión para controlar el mundo.
And if you don't believe that,
y si no lo creen,
you wait a few more years.
Dale un par de años más.
And you see what happens.
Vas a ver lo que estoy hablando.
But you heard it here first, friends.
Pero aquí lo escuchaste en esta noche.
And tomorrow night,
y mañana en la noche,
we're going to find out that there are still a group of people that are going to resist the authority of the beast.
Vamos a ver que va a haber un grupo que va a resistir la autoridad de la bestia.
And let me ask you a question.
Déjeme preguntar.
We're about to close. We're about to have our closing song in just a moment.
Vamos a terminar y vamos a tener el canto último.
Is the United States preparing for a union of church and state?
¿Se está preparando Estados Unidos para la unificación de la iglesia y el Estado?
Now many of you say, well, how can we with a socialist president? Please translate that, brothers.
Say it again.
People are asking and say, well, how can that happen with a president who's a socialist in office?
Unos pueden decir, ¿cómo puede pasar eso teniendo un presidente socialista rigiendo el país?
And I already told you last night, not about race, friends, about policy. And friends, the Republicans and the Democrats, they do the same thing. Doesn't matter who you vote for. You know that, don't you?
Republicanos y demócratas en este país, yo no soy racista ni nada.
I have a name for those political parties.
Yo tengo un nombre para estos dos partidos.
I call them Republicrats.
Le llamo Republiratas.
That's a good one. Amen. If you don't know Spanish, that was a good translation.
La mezcla.
And let me explain something very quickly.
Déjenme explicarles algo.
The pendulum never stays in the middle.
El péndulo nunca se queda en medio.
Does anyone know what a pendulum is?
¿Saben lo que es un péndulo en el reloj?
It's the thing that swings on a clock.
Es lo que mueve al reloj. Lo que
goes tick, tock, tick, tock.
Lo que hace clock,
tick,
clock.
And a pendulum doesn't stay in the middle, always swings either right or swings left.
Siempre está de un lado
right?
Para otro. Uno o el otro.
Left.
Nunca.
And what the devil does,
lo que Satanás hace,
in using different types of people that believe in his philosophies,
que utiliza diferentes personas que creen en sus filosofías,
it's called the Hegelian dialectic, but he plays a right left in order to get his synthesis.
Él siempre utiliza esto para llevar adelante sus planes.
And if you look at the political parties, the political landscape, it always swings to the right and it swings to the left.
Si ven, en cualquier
right,
país siempre va para la izquierda,
left,
a la derecha,
right and left.
Partido.
And if you notice, each time it swings to the right, it goes further right. And when it swings back to the left, it goes further left. You noticing this?
Cada vez que el péndulo en la política va de un lado para otro, sube más y más para uno o para el otro, pero va más para...
For example,
por ejemplo,
let's just go back a few presidents.
Vamos atrás unos presidentes.
Let's go back to, say, Jimmy Carter.
Vamos a Jimmy Carter.
Was Jimmy Carter a pretty left president?
Él era izquierdista.
For those of you who remember Jimmy Carter.
Aquellos,
yes. What was the backlash because of his liberal policies? Who was then elected?
¿Quién fue elegido después de él?
It then went, well, let me see your side, it went to the right, didn't it? Was Jim Ronald Reagan more of a right president?
Fue más él como derechista.
Yes, it did.
Sí, claro.
But it didn't stop there. Then the backlash, you had a right president, so it went from Reagan to then Bush Sr., and then it swung back to the far left with who? Clinton.
Se ha ido así hasta Clinton. Bush, Clinton.
And then there was a backlash and went even further right with Bush Jr.
Se fue al otro,
right?
Lado para terminar con...
Suspension of habeas corpus, suspension of our civil liberties, the Patriot Act, war on terrorism, on and on and on and on it goes. And so the backlash was even further left with Barack Obama. Are you all with me?
Políticas se fueron más extremistas con Barack Obama. Todas las cosas que han sacado.
May I just be straight out honest with you, and please don't get mad at me.
Puedo ser lo más franco, pero no se enojen conmigo.
I don't know how you can get further left than Barack Obama.
Yo no sé qué tan lejos podemos ir izquierdista con Barack Obama.
I'm being honest.
En serio.
You know that on Barack Obama's Christmas tree last year, there was pictures. He had those little balls that hang on the trees.
Sí, en el árbol de Barack Obama había esferas.
He had a picture of Mao Zedong, the communist dictator of China, on his tree.
Tenía fotos del dirigente Mao Zedong, un dirigente chino comunista.
They believe in homosexual stuff and all sorts of things that are destroying the moral fabric of our society.
Estos hombres creen en todo tipo de suciedades en la sociedad.
Want to know what the backlash is going to be?
¿Y saben lo que hasta dónde se va a ir ahora?
You've been hearing about the tea parties?
¿Han escuchado del partido del té?
And some of you or me are be getting caught up in that. You better be careful who you vote for. You want to know why?
Tienen que tener cuidado por quién votan. ¿Saben por qué?
How many of you saw on the news not too long ago? It was maybe just when the Tea Party candidates were, you know, they had the elections for the House. You all remember this, and for Congress, the mainstream media reported that at least, I think it was 3 Tea Party candidates for Congress were openly advocating for the union of church and state.
Dice que en estos tres partidos, o en esas tres veces, o tres elegidos.
How many of you saw that? I just saw you. A couple of you nodding the head.
Para hacer la unión del Estado.
Are you starting to see a backlash? It's going to be a backlash that's going to go far, far over with good intentions, but those good intentions will be used by Satan to destroy our country.
Si el problema es de que hay buenas intenciones, pero Satanás cada vez que sube o pasa de un lado para otro lo utiliza para su favor, para destruir al país.
Because whenever church and state are united,
cada vez que se une el Estado y la
iglesia, even with the excuse for moral purposes,
aún bajo la excusa de cosas morales,
church and state allows the papacy to take control of our country.
Eso hace que el papado tome control del país.
Does anyone know who that is?
¿Saben quién es este hombre?
William Rehnquist, the former U.S. Chief Justice, Roman Catholic.
Católico romano.
He said this, famous quotation from William Rehnquist.
Una cita muy famosa.
Separation of church and state is a metaphor based on bad history. Isn't that interesting?
Separación de iglesia y Estado es una metáfora en la mala historia.
Wow, you mean to tell me, Mr. Rehnquist, that you believe that we should have church and state united? Very interesting.
¿Será que es algo malo?
And the presidents are calling for a new world order. How many of you remember that one?
El presidente hablan del nuevo orden mundial.
And we already read last night, friends, that the entire world is going to come under the control of Rome.
Y hablamos anoche que el mundo entero vendrá bajo el control de Roma.
Friends, we are on the verge of a new world order.
Estamos en la entrada del nuevo orden mundial.
Very soon.
Muy pronto.
Let me just say it out.
Déjenme decirlo.
We are going to have such catastrophe in this country.
Vamos a tener catástrofes grandes en este país.
Listen what I'm saying.
Escuchen lo que
we are about to have such catastrophe hit this nation.
Vamos a tener catástrofes grandísimas
that aquí. People will scream to get back to God.
Que la gente va a llamar y va a gritar para regresar a Dios.
Listen to what I'm saying, friends.
Escuchen lo que digo.
The weather patterns that are being messed up all across the planet are going to get worse.
Los patrones del sistema meteorológico.
As God withdraws his spirit from the inhabitants of the earth, this planet is going to go crazy.
Y cuando Dios empieza a quitar más y más de su espíritu, este mundo se va a poner peor y peor.
And very soon,
y muy pronto,
based upon the more sure word of prophecy,
basado en la palabra profética,
in this nation,
en esta nación,
there are going to be populous cities reduced to ruin and desolation.
Las ciudades populosas van a ser destruidas.
Natural disasters that you'd never seen before.
Catástrofes naturales que nunca has visto van a empezar.
The wicked, listen friends, because you guys live here. The wicked cities of the United States are going to be destroyed and hit with issues that are going to blow your mind.
Las ciudades perversas donde nosotros vivimos van a ser atacadas con grandes problemas.
I believe that a prophet predicted that LA is going to be destroyed by an earthquake.
Yo sé que un profeta predijo que Los Ángeles va a ser destruida por un terremoto.
And if you don't believe that, friends,
y si no lo creen,
boy, I grew up in L.A.
Si yo crecí aquí en Los Ángeles.
And I'm glad I moved out.
Y estoy contento de haberme mudado de aquí.
When I just flew back into the city just the other day,
cuando venía aterrizando el avión,
and I looked down from the airplane and I just saw the just mile after mile of just concrete as far as you could see.
Solamente veía concreto y pavimento. Todo lo que mis ojos
just nothing but just city as far as you could see.
Ciudad y ciudad.
Can you imagine what's going to happen when an earthquake hits this city?
¿Pueden imaginarse cuando un terremoto azote la ciudad?
And the military has to come in and shut the city down because of such chaos and enforce martial law.
Y que el ejército tenga que venir para poder enforzar la
and all the power's gone.
Y todo el poder, la electricidad.
And because the power's gone, you can't get water.
Y porque la electricidad no existe, ya no va a tener agua.
You know that water doesn't come out. Water does not spring from your faucet. Water's got to come from somewhere.
Sabes que tu agua tiene que venir de algún lugar. No.
And many of these cities have water towers that can function under an emergency for just a few days. That's it.
Y algunas ciudades tienen centros de energía para que utilicen un par de días.
And your water will be rationed until it's gone.
Y va, tu agua va a ser racionalizada.
And food's going to be gone.
Y tu comida.
Can you imagine the riots that will take? How many of you were here during the 1990-91 riots when they took place in L.A.? How many? Just a few of you. No, only a few of you remember the riots? 90-91. Remember that Rodney King riots? And all the police left South Central. Remember that? They took off. And the city was on fire.
Y la ciudad estaba en fuego.
I went down there as a young man in a group home. We helped to clean up some of the city and hand out clothes. And the city was chaotic. It was insane. People were shooting them to each other from the roof. Remember that? All the Asian people had up their guns up there and sniping the looters coming into their stores. It's going to be insane. And I know you're not translating it, but friends, this is serious.
Esto es serio.
We have to get ready for these things.
Tenemos que prepararnos por lo que
and the greatest thing that the devil's going to use to bring on his new world order system is chaos and crisis.
Y lo que Satanás utilizará para traer este cosas va a ser caos y canta destrucción.
Friends, we are on the verge of these things taking place. And friends, it's scary to me. It really is. So we're done with this study tonight.
Ya terminamos con
but I'm trying to tell you,
pero les quiero
and I'm trying to warn you, that very soon these cities are going to be destroyed by God. They're going to be turned into giant concentration camps. There's going to be starvation and death. And you, if you know this stuff, you better make some preparation.
Si Dios está hablando a ti en esta noche de que hagas preparaciones, tienes que hacerlas.
And I believe.
Yo creo,
and this is for those of you who know what I'm talking about tonight.
Para aquellos que saben lo que estoy hablando,
that one of the greatest places that has had the greatest light is going to be hit the hardest. And that's Loma Linda.
Que aquellos lugares que han tenido más luz de Dios va a ser azotado peor.
You go back and read volume 9 of the testimonies. You go back and read where she said that in night vision, I dreamed while in Loma Linda, I was taken to a great eminence, and I saw buildings being shaken like a reed in the wind. You know, this same person, don't translate it right now. This same person had a dream or had a vision while in New York. While in New York, I saw buildings rising higher and higher. And the next, there was an alarm of fire. When a prophet was in that place, that vision had to do with that place. While in New York, those buildings had to do with New York. While in Loma Linda, I saw buildings being shaken. That means that there's going to be an earthquake that's going to shake this area, friends. And when you read that vision, that person says very clearly that this takes place before the close of probation. It is the city being visited in mercy with judgments. It's time to wake up.
Es tiempo de despertar.
Especially if you know what I'm talking about and you're in this room.
Si tú sabes lo que yo me refiero, a ti es este aviso.
Great Controversy, pages 589 and 590. He says that Sunday laws will be brought in because a populous city is being reduced to ruin and desolation. L.A. is going to be hit, and it will be one of the excuses to bring on religious laws. Did you hear what I just said? You compare Spirit of Prophecy quote with Spirit of Prophecy quote, and some of you know what I'm talking about, and let's move on. The Tower of Babel was 10 nations. Go back and read Genesis 10. There was Babel, Erech, Akkad, Calneh, Shinar, Assyria, Nineveh, Rehoboth, Calah, Rezin. 10 kingdoms came together to build the Tower of Babel. And it represented the unification of the whole world in Lucifer worship. False worship is part of the worship of the beast. Tomorrow night we'll talk about this. Was it clear tonight who the beast power is? Was it clear? That the papacy is this system. It's very clear. But tomorrow night we'll talk about what its mark is. What is the sign of the Pope's authority? What is the sign of the papacy's authority? And what is the sign of God's authority? Tomorrow night we'll find out very clearly. But friends, how many of you want to be under the authority of God? Then friends, tomorrow night we're going to talk about that. But friends, look, I just really want to pray for us tonight, because some of us are being convicted that we need to move forward and do things differently in our lives. Some of you who know what I'm talking about, some of you have been convicted that you need to move forward and get out of this wicked city. And some of you have been here for years knowing this stuff, what I'm talking about, and you're still here. Like God is dead. And like God can't do something for you. This stuff is real. And if you understand what I've been saying, some of you don't, but some of you understand what I've been saying, you need to make practical consideration of what you need to do as a Christian, as a child of God, one that believes that the same God who rained down manna from heaven, the same God that fed Elijah in the wilderness, can provide for your needs and teach you and show you how you can move forward in a practical way to have practical preparation for these times that are coming upon us. The times that are coming upon us are going to be very hard. They're going to be very severe. We're told to be in the country where we can raise provisions or food, because in the future, the problem of buying and selling will be a very serious one. Friends, did you know that we're already in that crisis right now? There are food shortages right now. The price is getting jacked up. I talked to somebody just recently who's in the, I forget who he was now. Where was this? I forget. But he said that he knows that this summer it's going to over $5 a gallon. And it's going to break the back of our economy. And some of us who are living paycheck to paycheck and week to week and month to month are about to be more poor than you know. And we need to do something about it. While God is holding back the winds of strife, friends, He's holding it back for you and I. And He's holding it back for one purpose, that we might be practically, physically prepared, but more so that we can receive the seal of God and that we can be spiritually prepared. But let me tell you something, and I close. You can't be spiritually prepared unless you're also obeying the counsel of God. Amen. Blessed are those that do His commandments.
Dice, bendecidos son los que guardan sus mandamientos, dice.
And if you desire to be spiritually prepared and spiritually sealed, that means you have to be obeying the counsel. And one of the counsels is to get out of these wicked cities.
Y si quieres salvarte, tienes que obedecer.
Especially if you have children, there's no excuse, because your children would be lost by beholding all of this sin and crime and sensuality day by day. Get your children into a place where they can behold the sights and sounds of God, the sights and sounds of nature. I was raised in the city and it corrupted my morals. And God had to save me while sitting in prison. I don't know how he did it, but he did, and I praise the Lord. And so when I got married and I had children, I refused to be in the city. I refuse. I mean it. My wife and I, because of financial crisis, and you can translate this last part, brother. My wife and I, a few years ago,
mi esposa y yo, unos años atrás,
we lived up in Washington State,
vivíamos en el estado de Washington,
beautiful out in the country by a lake.
A un lado de un lago.
And we went through a financial crisis. I lost my business. I lost all my savings. We lost the place that we were renting. We lost everything.
No tenía nada.
And we ended up coming back down to this area. And we believe it was providential because we had got to start a church down here.
Regresamos aquí y fue algo providencial de Dios.
And we started the church up there in the high desert, up in the Palmdale, Lancaster area. And it's still there, matter of fact.
Y empezamos una iglesia en el lado de Lancaster que todavía está hasta el presente.
And we came back down here. I said, honey, we are not going to the city.
Y cuando vinimos, dije, ¿sabes qué? Yo no quiero regresar a la ciudad.
And I called my old boss.
Llamé a mi patrón.
When I used to live down here years ago.
Cuando vivía antes aquí.
Doing construction, I said, hey, can you hire me on? I'm back in town.
Y yo le dije, ¿me puedes emplear nuevamente cuando llegué?
And I worked in West LA doing home remodeling.
Y trabajé en el lado oeste de Los Ángeles haciendo remodelación.
And I decided to commute 3 hours a day so that I could keep my family in the country so I can come and work and be broke.
Y decidí dejar a mi familia y viajar 3 horas para dejar a mi familia afuera de la ciudad para no arriesgar.
And you want to know where my wife and I lived?
¿Y saben dónde mi familia y yo vivimos ahora?
We lived up in the mountains, up in past Santa Cruz. It was up in the mountains in a canyon, and we lived in a tent.
Vivíamos, ¿saben dónde? En una casa de campaña y ahí por Santa Clarita.
You hear what I just said?
¿Escucharon lo que dije?
Not only did we live in a tent, we lived in a donated tent.
Y nos habían dado.
It wasn't even ours. We couldn't even afford a tent. It's one of those big tents, and it was so old that it was ripped out. We had a bunch of duct tape on the outside to hold it together.
Era tan vieja que teníamos que ponerle tape.
We lived in a duct tape tent in the mountains, in the woods, and we cooked in a little camp stove while I went to work, and we went to food banks so that we could eat. But I refused to take my wife and little girl into the city. Refused.
Yo no quería, y por eso tuve que hacer todo sacrificio de lo que hice. Porque no quería que mi familia se corrompiera.
And it was in this little trailer park out in the woods, and the manager, who knew me from before, said, hey, we have this little busted up trailer in the back in the junkyard we can give you.
Y el dueño de ese lugar donde yo estaba me dijo, tenemos una trailer que te puedo regalar.
And didn't even run, didn't even have flat tires, and they pulled it with a tractor into this little spot under the trees and by the woods and by a lake. It was really pretty out there.
Y la jalaron esta trailer por un tractor y la llevaron a un lugar.
And I'm not joking. You can ask my wife.
No estoy bromeando.
The tent had more floor space than that little trailer.
La casa de campaña.
I'm not joking.
Espacio de vivienda que la trailer que me habían dado.
It was so small that we had my little girl sleeping, you know, over the seats, something pulls down, you know, over those little RVs, and she slept up there, and we had a little fence so she wouldn't fall out. She was a little, only about one back then, and then we had her on one side and all of our food and cooler on the other side, okay, up on the bed where she was.
Cuando me la dieron, mi hija dormía en la parte de arriba de esa trailer, y del otro lado, a un ladito, estaba toda la comida.
And the bathroom was the size of a broom closet. I'm not joking.
Y el baño era el baño donde meten las escobas y todo eso, algo bien
reducido. It was almost as big as this, maybe just a hair bigger. It was about maybe like that. I mean, the toilet was right here, and the shower was right there, and you had to sit on the toilet and put the shower on you. That's how you had to do it.
Estaba así, tan reducido, y estaba la regadera.
And we lived like that for months.
Y lo hice por varios meses.
Until the Lord opened up a door for us to move back out of the city, and now we're in Southern Oregon. We bought a piece of property. And let me just tell you how God works.
Hasta que Dios nos dio la oportunidad de salir ya completamente de la ciudad nuevamente.
I had a truck. You don't mind, do you? If you want to go home, you can go home, okay?
Los que quieran irse a su casa, está bien.
If you want to go home, retenerlo. You can go home, come back tomorrow, but some of you want to hear this.
Pero quiero que algunos escuchen esto.
Okay. God bless you. But what happened was my truck broke down.
Mi camioneta se descompuso en ese entonces.
And God sometimes works through these things.
Dios trabaja a través de estas cosas también.
And all I could get out of my truck was about $8,000.
Lo que yo podía sacar de mi camioneta al venderla eran $8,000.
And I was able to take that $8,000.
Y tomé esos $8,000.
And I was able to go and purchase a piece of property up in Southern Oregon, about 2.5 acres.
Y agarré ese dinero y compré un pedazo de tierra en Oregon.
For $7,600.
Por $7,800, casi el dinero que saqué de la camioneta.
And that's where we still live right now.
Y es donde todavía vivimos ahorita.
About 2.5 acres, debt free.
2 acres y medio. Sin ninguna deuda encima.
And the Lord was able to allow us to get a trailer, a little, you know, those little single wide trailers.
Y Dios nos dio la oportunidad de agarrar una trailer nueva.
We found them, that somebody was trying to get rid of it, and we picked it up for $6,000.
Me la vendieron por 6,000. Alguien la quería, se quería deshacer de ella.
And it was a nice condition. There was a person just trying to get rid of it. He had to get rid of it off the property.
Ya quería sacarlo de su propiedad.
And we were able to take that trailer and drop it on that piece of property.
La agarramos y la pusimos en esa propiedad de nosotros.
And my wife and I lived in that piece of property for almost probably half a year with no running water, no electricity, no nothing. We had oil lamps at night, went to the bathroom in the woods, and we hauled our water. We lived like that.
Por alrededor de 6 meses, sin luz, electricidad, ni agua potable, ni nada, estamos viviendo ahí, en este lugar.
And while some people may whine and complain about hardship, my wife and I loved it.
Y mientras mucha gente se podía quejar de todo esto, mi esposa y yo estábamos contentos.
It was a blessing.
Ha sido una bendición.
Because even though we didn't have running water and electricity and any of that, we still don't have, we're off grid. But we could open the door and step outside and breathe the fresh air of the mountains and see the trees and have peace.
La bendición es, aunque no tenemos nada de estas comodidades, podemos salir y respirar el aire puro.
As we pray tonight, friends, I just want to encourage you.
Quiero animarlos en esta noche antes de orar.
If anything that I've shared is an area where the Lord is convicting you, let's pray that God would help us to move forward in whatever area the Lord may be convicting us, that we might come up higher. Amen.
Y vamos a hacer la decisión en esta noche que si Dios está hablando aquí en una de las áreas que tú sabes que necesitas cambiar, vamos a hacer decisiones en esta noche.
So friends, tomorrow night we're going to come back at 7:30 and talk about the mark of the beast, talk about the seal of God.
Vamos a regresar y hablar de la marca de la bestia y del sello de Dios.
But tonight, friends, for those of you who've understood what I've been saying, I want to pray for you that God would help you to do what you know that you need to do in your lives to get ready for these things that are coming. Amen? So let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Our Heavenly Father,
nuestro Padre Celestial,
I know that the hour is late.
Sabemos que ya el tiempo es pasado.
And I appreciate the sacrifice that these precious souls have made to come out to these meetings.
Y aprecio mucho el sacrificio de estas almas aquí presentes.
I ask and pray that you would please forgive me for anything I might have said in a wrong way.
Te pido que por favor me perdones por algo que haya dicho de una manera equivocada.
But my prayer tonight is simply this, Lord.
Pero mi oración en esta noche es solamente esta.
That the truths from your word, the truths that you have spoken to our hearts tonight,
que las verdades que has hablado en esta noche a nuestro corazón,
I pray that these things would sink into our lives, sink into our minds, and sink into our hearts and make a change.
Pido que hagan un cambio, que se asienten, cambien nuestras vidas.
I want to pray especially tonight.
Oro especialmente.
For those of my brothers and sisters who understand what they need to do.
Por aquellos mis hermanos que saben exactamente qué tienen que hacer.
But perhaps they're struggling with knowing what to do or how to do it.
Pero quizás a lo mejor estén batallando en cómo hacerlo y cuándo hacerlo.
Some people tonight have been convicted that there are different areas in their lives where they need to come higher.
Hay algunos que han sido convencidos en esta noche que tienen que hacer cambios y decisiones.
And I pray tonight that you would help them.
Y oro que hoy en esta noche les...
to not look at the weakness of self.
Que no vean la debilidad del yo.
To not look at their inability.
Que no vean la inhabilidad de ellos.
But to look at God's ability to do things for them.
Pero que vean el poder de Dios de hacer las cosas por ellos.
Teach them what they must do to cooperate and how to go forward.
Enséñales a poder cooperar y cómo avanzar.
And please guide them step by step in their lives that they might not make any mistakes.
Por favor, guíalos paso a paso para que no hagan errores.
We thank you for your blessings and we thank you for your love.
Te damos gracias por tu amor y por tu perdón.
And please bring us out tomorrow night as we discuss the mark of the beast and the sign of God's authority.
Y por favor, tráenos mañana para poder hablar y discutir en la marca de la bestia y del sello de Dios.
May your angels protect us as we go home.
Que tus ángeles nos protejan, Padre.
In Jesus' name we pray and thank you.
En el nombre de Jesús te oramos. Amén.
Amen. Amen.